Towards the end of this week's Parsha, the Ramban has what is not only one of the most famous passages in his commentary, it's actually one of the most famous and influential passages of any of the Rishonim in their commentary on the Chumash, not only because it's such a profound analysis, but because as a matter of Jewish philosophy, of machshava, of hashkafa, it's one of the key and significant texts that all subsequent Rishonim and certainly more recent and contemporary thinkers agree or disagree, but everyone contends with, and it influences the entire discourse. And the issue that I'm referring to is a discussion that the Ramban has in his commentary, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tet Zayin. He has a very, very lengthy treatment where he discusses the role of miracles generally, and specifically the role of the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Ten Makos, of course, the plagues, which are the subject of last week and this week's Parshios, as well as, of course, ultimately, Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Ramban here is going to discuss the role of miracles generally, but specifically the miracles that make up the story of the Exodus of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and specifically, he begins with the question of how come it seems that there's such a focus, one could even say a obsession, in Judaism with Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're always trying to remember the Exodus. There's so many mitzvot, not only the ones that are related to Pesach, but so many other mitzvot that we do throughout the year, which seemingly don't have any connection to the Pesach story. Things like mezuzah, tefillin, and the like, which according to the Torah are actually to help us remember and to remind us about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why is that? And that's really what the Ramban is trying to address, and through that explain the role of miracles in general. So the Ramban says as follows. He says basically, over time, and certainly in earlier parts of history, there were a few basic points that those who denied religious faith, and certainly Jewish faith, basic points that they were kofer bahem, that they denied. Says the Ramban, some denied the very existence of God itself, kofer b'ikar. Others acknowledged the existence of God, but were kofer b'yediato. They denied the fact that God knows what's happening in the world. Others acknowledged that God knows what's happening in the world, but they were kofer b'hashkacha. They denied that God is actually involved in the world in a way in which he would actually benefit those who do his will and punish those who don't. Schar v'onish, reward and punishment. These are the three big forms of heresy, says the Ramban, that were popular. And says the Ramban, the very existence of miracles comes to rebut those denials and those heresies. Says the Ramban, Kasher yirtza Elokim be'eda o b'yachid v'yasa imam mofes b'shinoi min hagosh olam b'tivo, when Hashem intervenes in history, in the world, and performs a miracle, yisbar l'kol bitul hadeo se'elo. That itself shows that these heretical feelings and these denials are in fact incorrect. After all, if God can change nature, that shows that he's the boss, that he was the borei, only one who made the machine, so to speak, knows how to fix it or how to change the wiring. That acknowledges the existence of the reality of miracles, shows not only that there is a God, but the fact that he intervened in a certain situation shows that he knew what was going on in the world. And when he does a miracle, for example, for the Jewish people, that shows writ large that he decided to favor those who he wanted to favor. That shows the existence not only of the existence of God, the knowledge of God, but even hashkacha. Then the Ramban adds something very important, which is, and when, like happens in our Parsha and in last week's Parsha, when the particular miracles were predicted previously by a Navi, by a prophet, then Yispar Mimenu Od Amitas Hanavua, Ki Yedaber Elokim Es Adam. That itself introduces a fourth element, which not only about the existence and nature of God, but the fact is that we see that there's a power called prophecy of Hashem speaking to human beings. And says the Ramban, that is incredibly important because, of course, the entire premise of the Torah is that it was conveyed through Nevuah to Moshe and eventually to the Jewish people. So we need to establish not only the various parts about God, he exists, he knows, he cares, but also that he talks to human beings. Not too many of us, but he does at least sometimes. The reality of Nevuah. Based on this, the Ramban then goes on to the second part, which may even be the more important part of his discussion, which is, his doctrine about miracles in general. And this is particularly famous and landmark, where the Ramban tells us a term or a terminology which is now very commonplace, but as far as I know, he's the first one to use it, or certainly popularized it. Says the Ramban, there are actually two types of miracles. There's the Nisim Gluyim, or what he calls Meforsamim. Those are the miracles that you and I call a miracle, where Hashem breaks the laws of nature. Obviously, like the 10 plagues, the Makos, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and things like that, there's a certain expectation of the rules of nature, and God intervenes and breaks those rules and laws of nature. Wow, that's an obvious, apparent, revealed miracle. However, says Ramban, there's also what he calls and famously refers to as Nisim Nistarim, the hidden miracles. Says the Ramban, the very fact that there is laws of nature, not just that God breaks the laws, the very existence of the laws of nature is itself a miracle. Miracle being defined as, of course, God's active involvement and intervention in the world. That itself is a Nes Nistar. And says the Ramban, not only does he think that there are hidden, quote-unquote, miracles, he says that a person must believe that everything that happens through nature and through science really is the active hand of God. He goes so far as to say, if you deny the phenomenon of hidden miracles, you have no portion in Toras Moshe. You are yourself a heretic. And even further, he says, the whole purpose of the revealed miracles is to help reorient us and remind us of the hidden miracles. Shehem Yisod HaTorah Kula. In other words, says Ramban, the most important thing in Judaism is not Kriyas Yam Suf and the Makos and the thunder and light shows. The daily miracles through science, through nature, of Hashem quietly and subtly running the world, that's the basis of everything. Every now and then Hashem does a big miracle, like Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we have to remember because it's so important. But it's so important because it reminds us, not just about Mitzrayim, it reminds us that every day Hashem is involved in every part of our lives.